Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that are using other devices and later on the recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this beautiful sunny day on my side. I hope you are having fair weather as well on this May 11, 2024. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. This is our chapter 80 entitled In Joseph's Tomb, part 2 of our lesson 408. Once more, Sabbath blessing everyone. And we are going to ask our dear brother to bless us once more with our tiny thought song. It's a hymn entitled Give of Your Best to the Master, number 572. And now I'm going to pass the mic to our dear brother.
Give of your best to the Master, give of the strength of your youth, throw your soul's fresh glowing ardor into the battle for truth. Jesus has set us an example, dauntless was he, young and brave. Give him their loyal devotion, give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master, give of the strength of your youth. Dressed in salvation's full armor, join in the battle for truth. Give of your best to the Master, give him first place in your heart. Give him first place in your service, consecrate every part. Give and to you will be given, God his beloved Son gave. Gratefully seeking to serve him, give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master, give him of the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation's full armor, join in the battle for truth. Give of your best to the Master, naught else is worthy his love. He gave himself for your ransom. Gave up his glory above. Laid down his life without murmur, you from sin's ruin to save. Give him your heart's adoration, give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master, give of the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation's full armor, join in the battle for truth. Amen.
Amen. We are going to ask the precious little one to start their section with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Please protect the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall I labor and do all thy work, and the seventh day, the Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect everyone who's in the Sabbath and not in the Sabbath. Please protect the Sabbath words that were about to learn. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, little ones, we are going to hear the story time section. And this will be part 3 of our chapter 18 entitled Before Annas and Caiaphas and the Sanhedrin. of our storybook, the story about Jesus.
All right, the Bible verses for our lessons are taken from the book of Isaiah 53, Matthew 26, and Matthew 26. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. And as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Matthew 26:63 says, But Jesus held his peace, and the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. And in the next verse, Jesus said unto him, Thou hast said. That's the same as yes in modern English. Nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. That means he'll come up in the special resurrection. Continuing. Many charges were brought against Christ, but either the witnesses disagreed or the evidence was of such a nature that it would not be accepted by the Romans. They tried to make him speak in answer to their accusations, but he appeared as if he did not hear them. I may have told you this before, I may forget and tell you again, but in a Jewish court, the witness was never required to condemn himself. Others had to do it. And they were trying to get Jesus to condemn himself. The silence of Christ at this time had been thus described by the prophet Isaiah. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Isaiah 53:7. The priests began to fear that they would fail of obtaining any evidence which they could bring against their prisoner, Jesus, before Pilate. They felt that one last effort must be made. The high priest raised his hand toward heaven and addressed Jesus in the form of a solemn oath. What did he say? He said, I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Matthew 26:63. The Savior never denied his mission or his relation to the Father. He could remain silent to personal insult, but he ever spoke plainly and decidedly when his work or sonship of God was called into question. Every ear was bent to listen. Every eye was fixed upon him as he answered, Thou hast said. One gospel says, Thou hast said. Another gospel says, Ye say that I am. Another gospel says, I am. In the custom of those days, this was the same as answering yes, or it is as thou hast said. This was the strongest form of an affirmative answer. A heavenly light seemed to illuminate the pale countenance of the Savior as he added, Nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Matthew 26:64. This was taken from the story of Jesus, pages 115 and 116.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing our part 3 of our lesson before Annas, Caiaphas, and the Sanhedrin in our tiny lesson book, The Story About Jesus, and that will take place May the 18th of 2024. Dear ones, it's time for the precious little ones, mommies, and guests to be able to hear more information about our topic, Mommies of the Bible. And we are going to pass our study to our dear brother Josh.
Sad blessings, everyone. Here's today's lesson concerning mammals of the Bible. Our Bible verses for our lesson 4 in our topic, Mammals of the Bible, is taken from lesson 2, Teach Us to Pray, and Matthew chapter 6. Verses 5 to 8 says, When thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. When thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. For when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask. Today's lesson is lesson number 4, the skeleton of mammals. The memory verse for the lesson is Matthew 6:4, King James Version, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. Character quality of the lessons or is reverence versus disrespectfulness, reverence and respect and affection for God's spiritual things. Nature, the skeleton of mammals. The skeleton of a mammal made of a hard white stone material provides a framework for the body and protects the vital organs. The muscles that help a mammal move from place to place are attached to the skeleton. Our will or muscles may be attached to God's will or law, like the skeleton, thus making us strong Christians. The stony hardness of the white skeleton material can remind us of purity and endurance of God's law that was written on two tables of stone. Remember, prayer helps us to submit our wills to work with His will. The psalmist prayed, Make me to go in the path of thy commandments. Psalm 119:35. An adult mammal, whether a cow, whale, lion, or giraffe, has more than 200 bones. Some bones are united or fused and form a single structure. There are two main parts to the skeleton. There is the axial skeleton and the appendicular skeleton. As mammals have a strong physical framework, we have a firm spiritual framework, God's law. It protects our spiritual life from Satan and enables us to stand up against the enemy. We need to constantly pray to have an understanding of His law and will for our lives. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Psalm 119:34. Here in the mind is things you can do while you remember the lesson. 1, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. 2, notice as you move to jump the trash or mop the floor how your bones help hold up your body and the muscles help you to accomplish the task. Notice how your pets move, if you have any. 3, why do you think God has made the bone for most to go on the inside rather than the outside of bodies of mammals? Maybe He's teaching us spiritual lessons of how the firm principles of a law are to be clothed with tenderness. As flesh clothes the bones, so mercy is to be united with justice. Here and reinforce activities you can do to help you remember the lesson. 1, look for mammals, use your Bible to identify them. 2, pray especially this week that your will be submitted to His will. 3, find illustrations of mammals in action upon the bulletin board if you have them. 4, find a special quiet place where you can go to pray in secret. 5, notice what the word pray spells when the P is dropped. What is a row? And 6, say a memory verse. A remarkable parent food. In all his efforts, Christ sought to make his teachings interesting. He knew that a tired, hungry throng could not receive spiritual benefit if he did not forget their bodily needs. Upon one occasion, he wrought a miracle to feed 5,000 who had gathered to listen to the words of life which fell from his lips. Jesus regarded his surroundings when giving his precious truth to the multitude. The scenery was such as would attract the eye and awaken admiration in the breasts of the lovers of the beautiful. He could extol the wisdom of God in his creative works and could bind up his savior lessons by directing their minds through nature up to nature's God. Thus the landscape, the trees, the birds, the flowers of the valley, the hills, the lake, and the beautiful heavens were associated in their minds with sacred truths, which would make them hallowed in memory as they should look upon them after Christ's ascension to heaven. Second Testimonies, page 580. You can share your nature walk experience, dear ones. Let's use our listening ears, little ones. In these pictures, there is a grass and a lake and in the sky says here, in the middle picture, in earth and sky and sea with their marvelous tint and color, varied in gorgeous contrast or blended harmony, we behold his glory. And in the picture above the lake says, the everlasting hills tells of his power, mystery of healing, page 411. Our dear sister Joan and family are sharing this. Would you like to share your experience through these photos?
Joan, they're asking you to narrate these pictures.
Continue. And next is another picture of the, I think the ocean perhaps, and, the coast, and next to that are pictures of turkey vultures. In this photo are more pictures of more turkey vultures and a few seabirds also. And below it tells about the length and width and wingspan of a turkey vulture. Its length is about 27 inches and its width is 69 inches. And it says below, nature nuggets from our dear sister. Enlarge the picture, such drama going on. An eagle trying to defend its dinner of a dead seal against turkey vultures and even two sandpipers. There's birds on the scene. That is what happened on the sinful world amid the beauty. Praise the Godhead, this will never happen in the new world. Death and hell will be done away with an all evil sin. Thank Jesus for taking the sinner's punishment of death and bringing light to all of creation and all of its fine beauty at the beginning. Through Jesus, choose life. And over here are two photos of a place called Moolock Beach. Moolock Beach. And here are our photos of down a street, are cherry blossom trees, and on the right is our dear sister Leopita, pink rose from the family garden. Sister Christina, would you or the others, or is you, Oh, not here. Mm-hmm. No, they. No. In this boat, and these bows are pictures of flowers called, well, the purple shamrocks or red shamrocks. These household plants belong to the family of wood sorrel of the Oxalis genus. Plus, it is simple to care for this plant once you get its dormancy periods. Unlike other houseplants, this plant goes dormant during summer. Sister Haley's plant is the red butterfly wing plant and is also a red shamrock plant. Your sister, Sariska, would you and your family share experience with this plant?
Sure. Sabbath blessings, everyone. Haley received this plant in school, a part of group sessions that she has. And I think it was just to be a lesson to her of how to take care of something and is diligent. So as she brought it home, she put it down, but I put it, if you can see, it's right by the blinds so that the plant could have sun. And then I started to like water it and nurture it. But as I took the picture, I said, not knowing, this plant reminds me of a butterfly. Just how it opens and closes. That's just how it appeared to me. And then, after our dear sister did some research, she said, you know, you were right. This is what it's called. So I said, really? I was a little bit in shock, but I'll go ahead and give the mic over to Haley, so she could tell, about this.
So hello, Sabbathers. For this plant here, I got this plant during one of some of my sections, and over the time that I had these plants, it started to grow, as my mom said. And I noticed that in this picture on the left, I see that there's one little plant growing out of the soil.
And just to note, this is not how she received the plant. She received just the little seed in the plant, and from just nurturing it, it opened up into the one plant at first, and now, as you can see, another plant is growing, another stem is coming out of that one plant. So I should have taken it from the very beginning, but I was just so amazed by just what how it opened up and how it stemmed from the little seed. And Emma would like to share something too as well.
So, hi, my name's Emma. So I would like to share that, as you can see on the left side, that I also noticed that there was like a little plant coming up, but the first time how it looked, it reminded me that it was going to look like a butterfly. So, that what I noticed on the picture, that on the right, as Mama said, that is closing and opening as a butterfly. It reminds me that it's gonna grow like on the other side, on the left, that as we see, and on the right, on the bottom of it, it's gonna grow, like, begin to grow like that.
We'll continue to document if it sprouts more by the grace of God. But it was beautiful just to see the observation of this little seed that was given to her. I pray that it is not just looking at the beauty of the plant, but just going through the steps in order for it to be nurtured, to be watered, for it to be received sunshine. And this is just how the Lord takes care of us, his very own as well.
Amazing indeed. There is a link in the very bottom that may help our dear sister to know how to be able to continue to nourish it, because it says that you have to remove them from the window and take them to a little area where there's not that much sunlight, so you can be able to have a little bit of the guidance in the very bottom of the it has a link, and I will share it with you by God's grace so you can be able to continue on. And you're going to hear a little bit more about it in our research by God's grace. I will pass the mic to our dear brother.
These nuts, which are, you know, plants that look like hummingbirds. What is that? It is a beautiful Australian shrub shaped like a hummingbird. The uses of this, the bird flower, which is its name, is the Crotalaria cunninghami. Crotalaria cunninghami was used by the Aboriginal people to prepare folk medicine. The flower sap is used for eye infection or body swellings. The stem is solid and made out of thick fibers, so Aboriginal people all used it to make cords, twine, fishing nets, and even shoes. The plant as a whole is inedible. It cannot be eaten. Here, there's another photo of the sapphire tower, the super teal plant tree, and the hummingbird. Above says the golden-tailed sapphire or hummingbird and the Amazonian lodge. We'll learn more about this beautiful sapphire tower super teal plant and the also known as the Puya alpestris, in our review next Sabbath. And we'll give the mic back to Mama.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What an amazing beauty in creation. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's amazing how many beautiful things our Father has done for us to enjoy and to learn as well. So remember, little ones, give of your best to the Master. Give of the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation, full armor. Joining the battle for truth. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. Our opening hymn is entitled, Because He Lives. You could find it in number 526 in your hymn book. If you would like to share there once, you may unmute your mic to do so. God sent His Son. They call Him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He live and die to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives.
How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy He gives. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face uncertain days because He lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. And life is worth the living just because he lives. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If any one of the elder sibling, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
God bless everybody. Thank you, God, for waking up for this morning. And please protect us. Please protect me and the Sabbath day that we're going to do today. And please protect the Sabbath day that we're going to learn. The people that's here, the people that's not here, but they can come back to the Sabbath in Jesus' name for it. Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of John, chapter 19, verse 30, King James, and it reads, "When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, he said, 'It is finished.' And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, we will continue with part two of our lesson entitled "In Joseph's Tomb" in our study book, Desired Ages. If anyone would like to follow and read one of the scriptures, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Chapter
Luke.
Luke 19.
Chapter 23 verse 46, King James Version. "And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, 'Father, into thy hands I command my spirit.' And having said thus, he gave up the ghost." Numbers 9, chapter 9, verse 12, King James Version. "They shall leave none of it until the morning, nor break any bone of it, according to all the ordinances of the Passover, they shall keep it."
John chapter 19 verse 34. "But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water."
John chapter 19 verse 35, King James Version. "And he that saw it
bear record,
and his record is true. And he knoweth that
he saith true, that ye might believe.
Good job.
John chapter 19 verse 36, King James Version. "For these things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled a bone of him shall not be broken.
Amen.
John chapter 19 verse 37, King James Version. And again,
another
scripture says, they shall look on him through whom they pierced.
Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover pages 770 through 71. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are in the Desire Ages, page 770. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
But the Jewish leaders from Desire Pages, page 770. But the Jewish leaders were unchanged by the events they had witnessed. Their hatred of Jesus had not abated, meaning gone away. The darkness that had mantled or covered the earth at the crucifixion was not more dense than that which still enveloped the minds of the priests and rulers. At his birth, the star had known Christ and had guided the wise men to the manger where he lay. The heavenly hosts had known him and sung his praise over the plains of Bethlehem.
Continuing, the sea had known his voice and had obeyed his command. Disease and death had recognized his authority and had yielded to him their prey. The sun had known him, and at the sight of his sight,
anguish
had hidden its face of light. The rocks had known him and had shivered into
fragments
at his cry.
Inanimate
nature had known Christ and had borne witness to his divinity, but the priests and rulers of Israel knew not the Son of God. In Isaiah Ages, page 770, paragraph 4.
Amen. Good job. So let us learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of John in chapter 1, verses 1 through 5 and 9 through 11, King James Margin, taken from the Desire of All Nations, Sunlight Sound Studio, volume 2 of the Memory Verse CD.
With
Still in page 770, who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
The Desire of Ages, page 770. Yet the priests and rulers were not rest. They had carried out their purpose in putting Christ to death, but they did not feel the sense of victory they had expected. Even in the hour of their apparent triumph, they were harassed with doubts as to what would next take place. Next slide, please. Continuing. They had heard the cry, "It is finished. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." John 19:30, Luke 23:46. They had seen the rocks rent and had felt the mighty earthquake, and they were restless and uneased. The Desire of Ages, page 771, paragraph 1.
Amen. So let us learn another beautiful scripture psalm together, dear one. And this one is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 46, verse 10, King James Version. This was taken from Scripture Song Singer in the section God's Love of the Memory Verse CD.
Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God.
Who would like to take the next paragraph, dear ones? We are in page 771.
They had been jealous of Christ's influence with the people when living. They were jealous of him even in death. They dreaded the dead Christ more, far more than they had ever feared the living Christ. They dreaded to have the attention of the people directed any further to the events attending his crucifixion. They feared the results of that day's work. Not on any account would they have had his body remain on the cross during the Sabbath. The Sabbath was now drawing on, and it would be a violation of its sanctity for the bodies to hang upon the cross. So, using this as a pretext, the leading Jews requested Pilate that the death of the victims might be hastened and their bodies be removed before the setting of the sun. From the Desire of Ages, page 771, paragraph 2.
The Desire of Ages, page 771. Pilate was as unwilling as they for the body of Jesus to remain upon the cross. His consent having been obtained, the legs of the two thieves were broken to hasten their death. But Jesus was found to be already dead. The rude soldiers had been softened by what they had heard and seen of Christ, and they were restraining from breaking his limbs. Thus, in the offering of the Lamb of God was fulfilled the law of the Passover. They shall leave none of it until the morning, nor break any bone of it. According to all the ordinances of the Passover, they shall keep it. Numbers 9:12, Desire of Ages, page 771, paragraph 3.
The Desire of Ages, page 771. The priests and rulers were amazed to find that Christ was dead. Death by the cross was a lingering process. It was difficult to determine when life had ceased. It was as an unheard of thing for one to die within 6 hours of crucifixion. The priests wished to make sure of the death of Jesus, and at their suggestion, a soldier thrust a spear into the Savior's side. Next slide, please. Continuing, from the wound thus made, there flowed two copious, meaning abundant, and distinct streams, one of blood, the other of water. This was noted by all the beholders, and Don states the occurrence very definitely. He says, one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water.
The reading on the side, it says, blood and water, and this was taken from John chapter 19, verse 31 through 37. If you are so moved when you have the time, please take a minute to read that. There flowed two copious and distinct streams, and then it says, of blood and water, sorry. And then Satan desires to keep you in the lowlands of sin. But will you not decide that you will go free? Will you not say, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling? And this is taken from Signs of the Times. Signs of the Time, August 8, 1892, paragraph 3. And continuing on the next slide. And he that saw it be a record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken. And again another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. John chapter 19, verse 34 to 37, and this paragraph was taken from The Desire of Ages, page 771, paragraph 4. And on the slide, on the middle right side, it says, for these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken. And this was taken from John chapter 19, verse 36, King James Version. And also from John chapter 19, verse 37. And another scripture said, they shall look on him whom they pierced. Amen.
Amen. So let us learn our last scripture song together. One is, this one was taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 4 through 6 from the King James Version, also taken from Scripture Singer Song section, but this one is Patient of the Memory Versity.
Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53, 4 through 6.
Amen. Praise the Lord. My computer looked like he wanted to play it all over again. Forgive me, dear ones. We are going to reserve all the questions for our review section of our study for next Sabbath by God's grace. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing part one of our lesson entitled In Joseph 2, part two. If you have any question besides this part two or either with part one, if it need research, you could be able to send it beforehand. If it's not, you can hold it until we meet again next Sabbath by God's grace. If anyone would like to close our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
I can give closing prayer. Dear Titi Rosie, I put a question in the room for next week just so it's not missed. If we could all kneel and come before our Godhead. Righteous and Heavenly Father, as we come before you to give you honor and praises, Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up for this morning. Thank you for taking us safely through another week. Thank you for many answered prayers, dear Father God, and thank you for those that are not yet answered. May you continue to be with us, dear Father. Thank you for the lessons that were wrought so far, starting from the Spanish Sabbath lessons to the children lessons. May we, dear Father God, spend some time in reviewing this on our own time, dear Father, with thee, that we may be able to get a full understanding and a knowledge of what it is that your sacrifice for us was able to bring forth. We thank you, dear Father God, for your loving mercies towards us, for you choosing such a race as ours, dear Father, to give yourself as a sacrifice, your son as a sacrifice, dear Father. May you please continue to be with us. May you please, dear Father, send your Holy Spirit to abound with each and every one of us, wherever we may be. May you please, dear Father, hold the hands of strife, dear Father, subdue spirits that is not of thee, dear Father, that we may not be robbed of anything, dear Father. We love you, Lord. We thank you for so many things, dear Father. We can't even number them, dear Father. We thank you and we love you. Forgive us, dear Father, for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings. Anything that we have done in this body, known. Please be with those, dear Father, that are struggling today for whatever reason, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and even financially. Dear Father, you know all things, and nothing is impossible with you. We leave all our plans and everything that we have in your care, dear Father. We thank you and we love you once more. In no other name than Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer, we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, it will be May 18, 2024. We are going to review chapter 80, part 2 of In Joseph's Tomb. And that will continue to examine the beautiful story about the Passion of the Lord. And our dear brother had answered the question. And let me just scroll up a little bit. We know that the blood cleanses from sin and the water from filth. But that is just to show how beautiful the plan of salvation, when it was done as a symbol, they used to use the blood of the lamb for the forgiveness of sin. And the water was a way of purification. Leaving this scripture and also a quotation by God's grace, in Jeremiah 31:33, it reads, "But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, said the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts and write them in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people." I'm from Patriarchs and Prophet, page 372, paragraph 2. The same law that was engraved upon the tables of stone is written by the Holy Spirit upon the tables of the heart. Instead of going about to establish our own righteousness, we accept the righteousness of Christ. His blood atones for our sin. His obedience is accepted for us. Then the heart renewed by the Holy Spirit will bring forth the fruit of the Spirit. Through the grace of Christ, we shall live in obedience to the law of God written upon our heart. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath. God bless everyone.